Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supplemental income to what you're doing now? Maybe you have a full-time job and you just want to do photography on the side. But when you go and you look on the internet, on the Facebook groups and everything else like that, it seems to be one of those things that is not discussed in our industry. And also when people bring it up, it's kind of looked down upon and you might be feeling embarrassed or shamed because you don't necessarily want to do a photography business full time. I am here and I'm the Weekend Warrior's biggest cheerleader. And if you are feeling a little bit down about not doing this full time, I am here to tell you, you have so many advantages over someone who wants to do this full time you don't even know. So let's talk about that today on the Focal Points Podcast. You are listening to Focal Points, a podcast by Enphoto hosted by Dori Howell. You are in the right place to learn how to build a dynamic and sustainable photography business that you love. About 2 years ago, I was having a very great conversation with a lab owner in our industry, and we were talking about photographers. And at the time, I was very, very involved in photography education. And we were just talking about struggles that photographers face. And one thing that I brought up was the fact that I felt weekend warriors, or people who did this on a part-time basis, were really, really shamed in our industry, and they weren't supported. Everything that you see when it comes to education, when it comes to contests, when it comes to accolades, always promote the full-time photographers and the full-time photographers with their studios, and all of that's wonderful. But I said, there is such a huge market and there is such a huge collection of part-time photographers who don't want to go full-time, who want to stay doing it on the weekends, doing it in the evenings, and managing their families, that those people get lost in the shuffle when it comes to how they can run a great photography business. So I am here to say that if you are a part-time photographer, good for you. You rock on with your part-time photography business. Be proud about the fact that you don't want or need to do it full-time. But how can you run a part-time business, not run yourself ragged, and be a success, and also provide really, really great customer service to your clients? Well, let's talk about it. This lab owner that I was having this conversation with absolutely agreed that the weekend warriors, for lack of a better term, or the part-time photographers, were really getting lost in the shuffle. And I'm sorry to say that in the past 2 years since we've had that conversation, the dialogue and the attitude towards part-timers really hasn't changed that much. It's like, if you don't want to run a business for 60 hours a week, and if your dream isn't getting that $10,000 sale, and if that dream isn't having that outside studio, but you just want to stay at home with your kids or have another part-time job or have another full-time job and do photography on the side, you can feel less than adequately supported in our industry with how people talk about being a professional photographer. Well, there's a woman in my area that has a full-time job, and she also runs almost a full-time wedding photography business on the side. And one day we were just hanging out and chatting, and I said, you know, Linda, why, you make enough money with photography, but why are you still working so hard? Why do you still have that full-time job and a photography business on the side? You have young kids, all of that. Well, first of all, she is just built differently. I'll just be really, really transparent about that. Boundless energy. She had a workflow that was tight, meaning that she could do a wedding and basically turn it around and be done with it in a week. And that comes to ordering albums and the whole thing. She was a solid shooter. She didn't have a lot of editing time with her images. Her workflow was tight, tight, tight. And she created a product and a business that worked for her. And she basically looked at me and she said, Dori, I make $120,000 a year in my full-time job. I have benefits. I have a retirement plan. I have the time off that I need. I'm at a level in my professional career that I really don't want to give that up for photography. And then I have a wedding business that earns me almost $100,000 a year that I love. I love meeting my clients. I love serving them. I love photographing these weddings. I have a really tight workflow. So it doesn't take me as much time on the side as people think. Why would I give up either of those things when I have worked out a way to do both? And I got to thinking, I'm like, Yeah, why would you? If you have a full-time job that offers you benefits and a retirement plan, for you to replicate that and create that in your own business as a business owner is really expensive and really scary. So if you have a part-time or a full-time job that takes care of some of those things that you need in life, right? We can't get away without health insurance. And now I know a lot of photographers that do. We need retirement plans. And I know a lot of photographers don't fund those for themselves. And they're looking down the line saying, oh my gosh, I only have 20 years to prepare for this. How is this going to work? But if you have a job that can support those dreams and can give you a little bit of flexibility to do your part-time job on the side, and they don't mind it if maybe on Fridays you might have to leave an hour or two early, and they're supportive of that, why would you give that up? I think that would be a really big ask. So I got into it a little bit with her, and once I found out, you know, it made a lot of sense for her to keep both jobs, and it worked with her family as well. She had kids, and it was one of those things where they were getting a little bit older and they didn't need her quite as much. Her husband was very self-sufficient. Her home life was good. Her work life was good. Her part-time job was good. Everything was good. So there was no problem in her eyes when it came to running this part-time photography business. It was just the industry's idea that because she had a full-time job, that she wasn't quite as good as everybody else, or she wasn't as worthy of the title as being a professional photographer as everybody else, which is just, that's just ridiculous. I'm sorry. And also she had a niche clientele that she was getting referrals for regularly. So she wasn't having to spend a ton of time marketing and drumming up business. So business was coming to her. All of the things when we talked about her business, they all ticked the box of being something. Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. You're not having to find clients. They're coming to find you. That sounds great. Your workflow is tight. That sounds great. It works for your family. That sounds great. You're able to save for retirement and have health insurance and all those things. And you enjoy both of these jobs. What a wonderful, wonderful situation for her. And I actually, at the end of it, congratulated her because I'm like, yeah, you've worked this out. You've beat the puzzle that everybody else struggles with. Now, I know her situation isn't everybody else's. And a lot of part-time photographers are only part-time because they have young children to take care of, right? We know that that's a big, big load. Or they have to have part-time jobs because their photography business isn't bringing in the money that they want. Or they have to have full-time jobs for the same reason, or for the medical benefits, or for the retirement benefits. All of those things go into a very complicated puzzle when it comes to starting your business and deciding where or when or if you want to flip it over to become full-time. And what I see a lot of times, and I have a lot of emails in my inbox telling me the same story, sharing the same story with me, of that they had a full-time job. Photographers had a full-time job. They had the benefits. They had the retirement. They had the paid vacation, all those different things. And they decided to go full-time with their photography business. And it was great for about a year. But then once they really had to come up with a really great cohesive marketing plan, things kind of fell apart, because they had exhausted all the people that they knew, and they were so busy that they couldn't afford to take time to develop new marketing systems. And so now they're at a loss of where everything went and how it all happened. And nobody wants that. The advantages of being part-time and keeping those other gigs, so to speak, is the fact that you can have incredible flexibility. You can be able to be with your, you know, when you have a part-time photography business, you have incredible flexibility. You're able to be with your family and honor other commitments. You have added income. And the thing is, not all photographers, you know, contrary to popular belief, want to work with people who can only support and pay for $10,000 in experience with you, or can only pay for $12,000 in up weddings and that type of thing. Some people are perfectly okay making $700 a session and churning out images, providing digital files, and maybe an album or a wall portrait, and going on their way and keeping things very, very simple. They don't want a 9-step IPS process. They don't want a lot of in-person meetings or a lot of in-person connection with their client. And guess what? That is perfectly fine, because there are clients out there who don't want to spend that or cannot spend that much money or don't want to meet three times. That's not the experience they're looking for from their family photographer. So there's people in every market, right? There's people at every level. And so a part-time photographer can really create something that works well, even though they don't have 40 or, let's be honest, 60 or 80 hours a week to devote to it. And I find that so, so great. So the thing is, though, when you are a part-time photographer, there's a couple of things that you need to look out for. And this is what I find when it comes to especially photographers who don't have their systems and their pricing set up for success when they're part-time. If you have another job that provides insurance and benefits, and you don't really need the money to do family photography or whatever kind of photography that you want, you just like to do photography, and whatever money you get is great. What I see is that that demographic of photographers usually charge very, very low prices for what they are doing because they themselves, in my opinion, do not see the value in what they are providing for others. And because they don't need the money, it's okay if they don't charge those prices. Can you hear the sarcasm in my voice there? But the fact of the matter is if you're only doing this on a part-time basis, you should be charging more. If you're only offering sessions when it's most convenient for your client on weekends or maybe evenings, that is prime timing. You should be charging more. There are so many things that you can bring to the table as a part-timer that are worth money in your pricing that you should not be the lowest priced photographer on the block just because you're part-time. Those two aren't connected. Your pricing is not dependent on how many hours a week you work. So if you have a real tight deadline and you can have a real fast turnaround and you can book sessions when it's most convenient and you can provide products very, very quickly, guess what? All of those are things that people should be paying for because it's providing certain amount of efficiencies that they want. So this is being recorded on November 10th. We're going to air this next week. But right now, what's happening is all the people who forgot to book for their holiday sessions are going to want to call you and have a session this weekend for their holiday portraits. And because they waited till the last minute, some of them, maybe it wasn't important to them. That's fine. But what you'll see is really, really cheap mini sessions on these late weekends with promised quick turnaround. The fact of the matter is if they waited until the very last minute and they want that fast turnaround time, you need to charge for that. You need to charge more because them waiting to the last minute is not your fault, right? And they want certain efficiencies that cost money. But all of those things can be done in a part-time business and, truth be told, in a full-time business. But as a part-timer, you can bring to the table flexibility with your time. In some cases, it allows you to be with friends and family and also honor other commitments that you might have. It can bring added income to your family and to you personally, however your family situation is set up. And it's a great, great way to earn extra income, but not sacrifice the time and the interest that you have dedicated elsewhere, whether that be your family, another job, volunteer efforts, any of those things. You can throw this in the mix, and it's so great. It's the fact that we can create our own destiny when it comes to our timing and all of those things is fabulous. And now let's listen to a word from our sponsor at Enphoto. Are you tired of generic photo albums that don't do your stunning images justice? Now, trust me, I have ordered samples from almost every lab, literally every lab. I have a stack of them, probably 50 albums high in my storage room, and I love Enphoto's albums. I have seen them all. You need to look no further than Enphoto's range of beautifully handcrafted albums made with the finest materials. These albums are the perfect way to showcase your photos in a way that truly, truly makes you look like an awesome photographer. And the best part, as a listener of the Focal Points podcast, you can get a 75% discount on your first sample album by signing up for an account using the link in our show notes. Visit focalpointspodcast.com and start showing your work off in a beautiful, beautiful way. Well, I know you regular listeners are tired of hearing me talk about the Enphoto sample sale, but Rumor has it, it may not be around forever. So make sure you jump on that. Okay, so before that break, I was talking about all the wonderful things there were about being someone who does photography part-time. Incredible flexibility with your schedule, the time that you have to do things, a part-time job and other commitments. It can be added income, but it doesn't need to be your full-time income, right? And the fact that you charge higher prices because you are doing something that is a little bit more limited and your time is a little bit more valuable. And that really doesn't matter if you're new or if you've been doing this for 10 years. So those are great, great advantages of being part-time. But I think it would be unfair for me to paint a really glowing picture of being a part-time photographer if I didn't address some of the things that I see that can be drawbacks so that everybody can make what I might consider a more educated decision. And I think the biggest drawback that I see when it comes being part-time is just the attitude that you get from others when they think of you as a part-timer. And they automatically assume that the reason that you're part-time and the reason that you have that other job or that other gig or you spend your time doing something else is because you can't make it as a full-time photographer. You're working another job because you didn't make photography work. So as a result, it's not really a real quote-unquote business. They look at it as more of a hobby. Now, that's a perception that part-time photographers have been fighting against for a really, really long time. And that was the initial thought that sparked the conversation with that lab owner that I mentioned at the very beginning of this podcast. It was the fact that there's just this overwhelming, negative thing where you couldn't make it as a photographer. So now you had to get a part-time job or you had to go to a real job because photography is not a real job or that type of thing. And nothing could be further from the truth. Just like I shared in my friend's story, she had the full-time job and the part-time job because that's what she wanted to do. And that's what worked best for her. So the disadvantage was kind of fighting against that stereotype even more. All photographers, we kind of have that idea. Photography is not a real job, right? When are you going to go out and get a real job? I'm sure many of us have heard that. But the thing is, as a part-time photographer, you're going to have that even more. The stereotypical idea that the reason you are doing this on a part-time basis is because you couldn't make a full-time gig work, which isn't true for most people. With a little strategy and a little help, you could absolutely make it full-time. But there's a lot of people out there that just don't want to do it full time. And that's perfectly okay. Another downfall of running a part-time photography business is also an advantage that I mentioned earlier. It's the flexibility with your time and it's the flexibility with your work-life balance. And the thing is those are blessings and those can be curses because we know that when our season gets busy, our time becomes less and less of our own. Our flexibility kind of goes out the window because we have to honor these commitments that we've made to these people. And we also sometimes think when it comes to this season, especially in the fall, you got to grab the work when you can get it. When people want it most, that's when you got to get it. And that can be true for some photographers, like maybe family photographers. If your busiest season is about right now, then you want to dedicate as much time as you can to your business because this is when you can make the most money. And there's no shame in that. I totally, totally understand that. Get it while it's good, right? Because you need to, because especially if you're an outside photographer and a natural light photographer and you're working in up in Maine and Connecticut, even down into Northern Virginia and Montana and all across the northern states, I would say, when outside becomes really, really ugly and you're looking at once November is done, not working again really, really consistently again for another 3 or 4 months, you got to grab it while you can. And I totally 100% understand that. There are not usually tons of people, especially for outdoor photographers, who want to get their family pictures taken when there are no leaves on the ground, the grass is dead, and all of that. It doesn't paint the prettiest of pictures. Now, add a snowfall to it, that's a totally different thing, right? But we understand the aesthetics that our clients want, and leaves or trees without leaves usually are not that aesthetic that they want. So we have to get it while we can. So that means that some of our flexibility is gone for a little bit. Some of that work-life balance is gone for a little bit. The other disadvantage of running a part-time business is many of your expenses that you have when it comes to insurance, equipment, systems, websites, all the different things. Many of them are the same as if you are running a full-time business. Like, you don't get a break in cameras because you only work part-time. You don't get a break in website fees or phone fees or anything like that because you only work part-time. So your expenses when it comes to running your business can be just as much, if not a little bit more, depending on what you outsource to other people to manage the workflow, especially during the busy times, than a full-time business. So you're taking a larger percentage of your income and applying it towards the things that you need to be able to perform your business, but you're not working as much to be able to offset that. And that can be a real disadvantage to people, especially if you're looking at, say, my situation, for example, where I'm looking at, in February, replacing my entire camera system for the first time in 10 years. It would be a much different story for me if I was only working part-time, because I would be taking such a huge percentage of that income and applying it towards equipment. And the biggest disadvantage that I see when it comes to running a part-time business is the fact that usually, in order to keep that part-time business going, you have to do just as much marketing as a full-time business, and you don't have that time to dedicate to it, because marketing takes time. Setting up promotions and meeting people and getting all those things posted on social media and doing reels and TikToks and all the things that it seems our business demands these days, especially if you're newer and you haven't implemented and been able to take advantage of a strong referral program yet, all of those things take a lot of time, and it takes daily implementation. Now, I use a program called Metricool to schedule out a lot of my posts, and I can do Instagram stories. I can do posts to everything from Twitter to my Google business page to everything. And I can put a code in that in the show notes for you. There's a lot of tools that do it. This is just the tool that I use for Metricool, and it works very, very well. So I try and have everything scheduled out at least a month in advance. But if you look at my social media, it's not overflowing with posts. And that's because I've chosen not to spend as much of my marketing time on social media. But the advantage, especially for part-time photographers, is you can do this at 1 o'clock in the morning. You don't go to networking meetings at 1 o'clock in the morning. You don't go meet with people at 1 o'clock in the morning. There's a lot of things that you need to do during business hours that a part-time photographer may not be able to do. And if you cannot create a really great marketing wheel for your business to keep things going and keep inquiries coming in, even on a part-time basis, it's going to be difficult. And the challenge is if you have a full-time job or even a part-time job and you have a family to take care of, it's going to be a challenge finding the time to do the marketing, because some of it is done during business hours. There's no other way to describe that. You can reply to inquiries at 1 o'clock in the morning via email, but we all know that the best way of replying to inquiries is through a phone call, even if it's a voicemail. I know people hate voicemails, and I even mention that when I leave people voicemails. I say, listen, I know this is a dreaded voicemail. I'll say it really, really quick. Just wanted to connect. I'll send you a follow-up email, but I always want them to hear my voice. I can't be calling people at 1 o'clock in the morning, because there's a really good chance that it's sitting next to their bedside when they're sleeping and I'm going to wake them up. And that's not the best impression that I think anybody wants to leave. So marketing can be a challenge on a part-time basis, depending on what else is pulling at your time. Business costs are the same. So you're taking a large percentage of what you're bringing in, applying it towards your business. So does that make sense? The flexibility is great, but there's disadvantages and advantages of that too. But the bottom line is, if you can create a system and a workflow that is easy for you to manage, and you have a job that allows you a little bit of flexibility, and you can get the benefits, and you can get the retirement plan, and you can get the paid vacation, and you can get the paycheck, and you can serve clients with your camera, take sessions, have fun creatively, and do all those things and wrap it up in a bow, and it works great for you, more power to you. And if that's what you want to strive for, that's what I want to see happen for you, because it absolutely is possible. Don't let the naysayers say that it won't work, because it absolutely will work. I've seen it work in several photographers, that they've been able to kind of find this perfect balance of everything. It is out there, but sometimes you have to look for it. If you are a weekend warrior and this information has been encouraging for you, I would love to hear from you. You guys are the heroes in the photography business. And let it be said, more people are part-time than they are full-time, and your voice matters in our industry. So I would love to hear from you. Any challenges that you have had or any successes that you have had, please reach out, send me a DM on Instagram, and let's connect. My handle there is at the Dori Howell, DoriHowell, and I would love to connect. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Focal Points Podcast. I appreciate your time so much, and we will see you next time. And special thanks to Enphoto for sponsoring this project. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to the show notes page at blog.enphoto.com/podcast. That's blog.enphoto.com/podcast. Get the download for this program and link to a wonderful, wonderful 75% off special for your first sample order from Enphoto. You don't want to miss it.